The Bostonians by Henry James. Narrated by Exie Sands. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Book First. 1. Olive will come down in about 10 minutes. She told me to tell you that. About 10. That is exactly like Olive. Neither 5 nor 15, and yet not 10 exactly, but either 9 or 11. She didn't tell me to say she was glad to see you, because she doesn't know whether she is or not, and she wouldn't for the world expose herself to telling a fib. She is very honest, is Olive Chancellor. She is full of rectitude. Nobody tells fibs in Boston. I don't know what to make of them all. Well, I am very glad to see you, at any rate. These words were spoken with much volubility by a fair, plump, smiling woman who entered a narrow drawing-room in which a visitor, kept waiting for a few moments, was already absorbed in a book. The gentleman had not even needed to sit down to become interested. Apparently he had taken up the volume from a table as soon as he came in, and, standing there, after a single glance round the apartment, had lost himself in its pages. He threw it down at the approach of Mrs. Luna, laughed, shook hands with her, and said in answer to her last remark, "You imply that you do tell fibs. Perhaps that is one." "Oh, no. There is nothing wonderful in my being glad to see you," Mrs. Luna rejoined, "when I tell you that I have been 3 long weeks in this unprevaricating city.
That has an un-